It's time to gather together. Hi there, I'm Yalta, and I'll be buying the first round while we chat about Final Fantasy XIV. This is episode 46. Pull up a chair and join us. On the menu tonight, Little Ladies' Day, announcing the Heavensward Music Contest, the Feast Preview, new optional items are available, the Gather Together Playtime Contest, and we've got developer's blog and some fan comments. But first, let's shoot the shit. What has been going on this week? I'm going to start with Ruby because there's only two of us.
Hi, Yalta. How are you?
Hi. Good, good. Are you?
I'm great. I'm in a good mood.
Excellent.
Yeah, 3.2's here. We've done a lot of 3.2 stuff. It's been really fun.
It's been a busy time.
It really has been a busy time, and I've really been getting at it. You and I have been doing a bunch of stuff together, but, you know, we are... If you've been counting and you've been really on top of your game, folks, if you are cutting edge, you are on week 2, and probably by the time you listen to this, definitely week 3 of going for your might and gear, which means you're clearing A8 or M4 or Burden of the Sun normal each week, and you're collecting those gears for your weapon. Do remember, you need 7 gears and 1,000 lore tomes for that weapon. So I've got my 2 so far. Tomorrow is Tuesday. We usually record on Mondays, and I will go again. I think we've set it up for Wednesday.
Yep, I think we said the free company and or Link Shell and associated friends. That would be Wednesday.
Yes, so we'll be doing that again, and I'm having a blast doing it. I really enjoy the Alexander fights. I think they're a lot of fun.
They're so fun and goofy.
They're so goofy.
Oh, I like them.
So I've been really enjoying that. Yalta, I am so sorry, but I'm a loot whore.
You are a loot whore.
This go around, I've got the loot whore crown. In all my runs, like my one time through Alexander 5 through 8, both weeks, I got a drop. Like they're like the first time through, I managed to grab hands, the feet, a ring, earrings from Alexander, and I had enough lore to grab my body. So I'm like, I too. Something gross, like I'm getting up there, like 213 or something, like, yeah, it's really getting up there. I'm not doing anything with it yet, except apparently melding the wrong materia into my gear. Yalta,
what?
This is some shit, babe. I'm in Idle Shire.
Oh, it's gonna tell your Idle Shire.
It's bitch fest time, folks.
Oh, my God, guys,
I mean, take off your shoes and hang out for a minute because I'm bitching.
Pour a drink.
It's on me. It's on Yalta. She always buys the drinks. So I'm in Idleshire. I had just gotten, I think, the ring. So I'm like boots and then ring right after. I'm just starting off. I've got 24 quick spell, whatever, quick mouth, quick time, whatever they're called. So the spell speed materia, quick tongue. Thank you. Quick tongue fours. I've got like 24 of these suckers. So I'm a white mage, and you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, I love me some spell speed. Is it the right choice all the time? Maybe not, but I love me some spell speed. I love it increases my hots. I love it increases my dots. I love it increases how fast I can get some shit out if I'm not paying attention. Whatever. I manage my piety well. And if you've noticed, fellow healers, almost every piece has piety on it, at least for me. When I look at all my gear, most items have piety on it. I'm not really going to meld extra piety to it. Regardless, that doesn't matter. I can do whatever the hell I want. I'm in Idleshire, melding a single quick tongue four to this ring, and I get a tell from somebody. What are you doing? Melding gear. Why are you melding that onto your ring? Because gotta go fast. I didn't really know what this guy was asking me at first. I'm like, gotta go fast. I like spell speed. I'm putting this on my ring. Yeah, but why crap materia? Okay, I tend to like spell speed, and I'm not getting what you're asking me. Why not crit? I'm a white mage. I don't use crit. And I can't remember everything that this guy said, but it caught me off guard right at first that I was like, why are you even talking to me about what I'm melding? Like, who are you? And I click this guy. He's a paladin, has no healers to 60. So I don't know why he's giving me advice on what to meld in my healer gear materia.
Unsolicited advice.
Did not ask this gentleman about his opinion on my single prototype Maiden gear. And I think what the guy was getting at, long story short, was why am I wasting my time with fours in my prototype gear if I'm not going to be challenging Savage anytime soon? Because I want the best out of that gear. Number one, cocksucker, I don't know what best in slot is for White Mage yet. So why would I put fives in something I'm not sure of yet? I'm putting fours in it. And you may say, well, why even waste the time on fours? Well, if I don't fucking know what I'm doing yet, I might as well have some materia in what I'm doing. Fours are a dime a dozen. I can crap.
I got fours coming out of my
I can
ass.
Crap yeah. fours all day long. If I want to put skill speed in it and then break them and then put something else, parry in it and then break those and then put quick tongue, I'll do what I goddamn well please. That doesn't matter. So if your question is why am I putting fours in it, I got it coming out of the ass. It doesn't matter to me. And even so, I think it's a good choice. Unless you know that you know that you know that this pair of lore boots you're going to stick with. Oh, but folks, when you upgrade this gear, it breaks the materia anyway. So if you really want to break those fives that you're working week after week in the Void Arc and saving up in the Diadem for, be my guest, but I'm not going to break my fives on something I don't know that's best in slot yet. I don't even know why I'm explaining this. I know what the fuck I'm doing. And even if I don't, it doesn't matter. I got a shit ton of fours. I personally believe fours are here for us to play with. Play with your fours. Do whatever you want with the fours. You can change them out. When you upgrade them, they'll break anyway. You can take them out. You can break them up at the goblin camp. So it doesn't really matter. Just do something with it that's profitable or beneficial to you and your job and carry that over in the other content. I just don't see what's wrong with putting spell speed for one. I use, like, I've got three different HOTs on a white mage. I like my regens to tick more. I like my spells to go out faster. I like my stone skins to go out really fast. I think it's awesome.
It wasn't like you were melding strength.
Well,
something.
You know, people.
You know, I mean, I don't
know this guy. He's apparently on our server. I saw him yesterday, actually, in Limsa. So I recognize this cocksucker's name. I don't really care. But at the same time, it's like, why would you even have the audacity to come up to some? Obviously, he's like a troll or somebody who's just. Maybe he's like my biggest fan. I don't know.
Could be
a stalker. Could be somebody waiting to. Stab me after the podcast and caress my limp body. I don't know.
God.
You know, he'll shove materia into my dead body. I don't know, dude. Anyway, I shoved a shit ton of spell speed into my into my gear this week. I think in the gloves I put determination because I couldn't put any more spell speed in it or something like that. I don't know. I'm going to play with it. I may decide not to do determination and go with crit anyway. Because I'm not, I don't know if I feel the determination. I'm still going over it in my head. So, fellow healers, if you've got advice and you want to give it to me and tell me, you know, some logical advice of why you're melding, what you're melding, go for it. I'd love to hear it. Just don't, you know, solicit me out of the blue and tell me what I'm doing is utter crap. That shit don't go far.
Mm.
Okay, what?
Yeah, I haven't seen the new stat weights yet. Some of the classes have them already, the new stat weights.
I did see it, yeah. I saw a really good Reddit thread. There's a guy, I probably have to pull it up because I'm talking about him. I'd like to give him a shout out here near the end. But he was doing the stat breakdown. I don't think they did casters and not healers. So still working on those.
Oh, it's excluding Black Mage, Machinist, and Healers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still working on that.
And that was iDervy.
Oh yeah, I think iDervy does a lot of stuff on Reddit with the breakdown. So cool. Anyway, I will move on from that weird ass experience. In the world of blacksmithing, you know I'm a scrub, Yalta. My blacksmith was at 25 for a long time. Well, until yesterday, and I took that bitch to 50. So blacksmith is 50 plus. And that did not take long at all. I think it took
what? So what did you do?
Okay, so I had 99 leaves.
Lots of ingots or something?
Oh, okay. 99 leaves. I use leaves. I was at 25, like I said, and I just know the pattern. When you're at 25, of course, you're going to be in the city until 30. 30 takes you to Costa del Sol, I think. Yeah.
I think you.
And then from Costa del Sol, you'll go to Dragon's Head. Dragon's Head goes south to that next camp, and then you'll go to Mordona. And honestly, Blacksmith's was just really easy. It was just ingots and then ingots to sheets or something and rivets. And then there was they were all ball peen hammers. Like you could just, everything was yeah. like hammers and they were turn-ins and it was super easy. So that took me down to about 30 leaves. I always use the scrolls. I'd use the cheap one, the twos that you can buy from the Grand Company. So right. I buy the level two ones. I stock up when I'm running out of things to buy with my seals. That's what I buy, level twos for the crafters, which I guess I can stop now because I'm almost done.
Oh, yeah. And use the free company buff.
The free
too.
Company buff is always
so that
a plus.
Helps. Yep.
Thank you for letting me use that, Yelta. Yelta's the gatekeeper.
To spend my fucking currency.
We got a shitload now, which is good.
Bitches. We have like over a million. Yeah. I just didn't even know it got that high.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I wish they would
Maybe
give
we
us
should use them.
More ranks, you know? Like if they could give us more chest space. I digress. We did the diadem together. That was kind of fun. Sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, kinda. I guess the big takeaway when we tried to do the diadem was that if you do it as one group and you do like normal mode, don't pop the tracks because you'll piss off the monk and then
he'll type waste of time.
He'll type waste of time.
Like, yep.
The other two,
yep, it was
the two people that are gathering won't care, and the rest of us can just kill the 3-star dinosaurs for, you know, what 10 brass spoils I probably got out of that. So I don't know. There's probably a better way. We'll have to play with it. But there's so much other things to do than diadem. I just, you know.
I do want to take a hard party out. We didn't want to call our ships back because they're all getting Mama a zoo. Mm. We hope. Eventually.
Mama Yelta needs a zoo.
Mama Yelta needs a zoo. But yeah, we didn't do hard. We just went to Ishgard and hopped on the, I don't know.
Hopped on the Gatherer Express because.
Yeah.
The other people, except for the monk, went to gather.
You're like, bye. Okay.
What else? What else? Diadem, we did that. Well, I helped a few other people. Oh, and we added a new free company member, Blue. Welcome to the free company. So that was really, that's really all I did this week. What about yourself?
I did not dissimilar to you. I did Cap and Tomes. I got the weekly drops for Midas. Thank you for coming out last night.
Oh, yeah.
The M4 or whatever we're calling it, that one can be terribly, terribly exciting in a pug on a Sunday night. So it was still pretty exciting last night, but at least about four of us were pre-made, I think. Yeah. So that helped. Did the Void Arc. I think I went with you guys. I'm still working on the Beastman dailies. So that's, I got to get on and do that at least today. I did a lot of Bismarck EX farming, getting a lot of really good parties and a lot of really terrible parties. And I still have only seen one or two. I think I've only seen one mount drop. So the drop rate fairly low still. That's okay. I did a bunch of mentor roulettes and some of those are awesome. And some of those are just whatever. I don't even care about the mentor part. I just like the fact that there is a roulette that throws me in wherever I'm needed.
That's nice.
So that's like my, I don't care what I'm going to do, but cue me up, baby. And let's just do it. You know? So you get in like, it's kind of fun though, when you get in with like two sprouts and then, you know, everybody refuses to type anything at all, but that's okay. All of them were pretty good. Mentor Roulette actually has been more of a positive than a negative experience so far. I'm also just started trying to get some blue scripts for gathering because there's all those different special things locked behind 99 of those token thingies that are 50 blue scripts each. Oh, yeah. And it's taking for fucking ever. Okay, so I did this. I have all my crafters to 60. And when I was leveling up, I did all the turn-ins. So I was able to very easily buy all of the blue tome books. No big deal. But for gathering, it's like a fucking chore. I don't know what's
real
like,
steep. It's just
steep.
Such a tough thing. And at the time, we talked about this earlier, but at the time when this stuff came out, it just really wasn't profitable. I think I had unlocked something for botany. It wasn't Seventh Heaven. It was something else, some kind of almond or something that was out in Western Coerthas. And it was shit. It was like 6K or something.
Is it like the vanilla
bean?
Yeah,
vanilla bean. What a load of fuck. There was nothing there. You couldn't make any money off of it. So, you know, forget that. And I didn't try. Now I think, you know, something like Seventh Heaven, you can make astral oil and that stuff works for their Orchestron if you'd make the that block, Cassia block. So, you know, through a chain of events and your alchemist, you know, like some 63 star or something, you can make it profitable, but, you know.
Yeah, it just seems, well, and I'm mostly fishing, which is RNG on top of RNG. So maybe if I would plot out a route and actually do active gathering on botany, and because I have all my gatherers are 62, so I can do it. I don't know. It's a chore. So I don't remember anything else I did this week. That I guess was enough, man. I logged in every day, and that's saying something. Pretty much, you know, we log in and do something.
Well, and I'm still coming up with stuff I want to do because I was like, I need a diamond cane. You know, I've never seen a diamond cane drop, or if I have, it's passed me by. Oh. And now with this Shiva gear or whatever, I want a diamond cane to see how I can, you know, jazz up my new gear. Do something blue. I never do anything in blue. I'm going to try some blue, I think. But I want to get there. I saw Bayonne was kind of making the same stuff on his. He's a healer and I'm a healer and he's wearing the black stuff. And I know I had the black outfit first. Like I dyed my
before it was cool. You were the emo one.
Yeah, I was the emo, you know. I listened to The Cure, I watched The Crow. I'm the emo white mage that cuts myself and heals you with my blood. I get it. Yeah, I'm that guy. And now Bayonne was like copying my look, and I saw that he's like, I need a diamond cane, I'm changing my look.
Those weapons aren't super attractive. I actually think I like the diamond cane better than I like the white mage weapon you can buy at the end of 7 weeks.
Oh, yeah, it looks like an aetherite to me. Like three little aetherites hanging out, and you know, whatever. It's I think the diamond cane's better.
And did you buy your body piece?
I did. Yeah. Oh, periwinkle shine? Yeah.
Did you fucking immediately glamour it over?
Oh, back to my black until I figure something better to do with it.
Oh my god, I don't like the way it looks.
I don't either. Where's my Moogle suit? I've been wanting a Moogle. You've heard me wanting this Moogle outfit forever. Why didn't they bring me the? Kill me.
I think you said you were going to murder someone.
I would have killed somebody if Moogle came out. But they really kind of shat on me with this periwinkle shiny gear. I just don't. Iridescent periwinkle is not my cup of tea.
Well, and I have personal issues with it, and this is just my problem. Is it's not symmetrical. Yeah. I have a sleeve on one side. I can't do it.
You know what they want us to do?
I just can't do it.
Replica High Allegan. That's what they're pushing.
Well, we farmed up a bunch of that stuff, and then I promptly sold them on the auction.
You were wise. I made an ugly ass changeable dying cane. I should sell it. Whatever.
Oh, all right. So that was our week. Listeners, you can shoot the shit with us on our website. Go to gtffxiv.com and do a little post there. All right, then it's time for the first round. It's news time. Little Ladies' Day is here and ending soon. In fact, by the time you listen to this, it's probably done. Yep. So I did this.
I did too.
You did it as well. So it's a popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is. What is there? Like the songbirds are three singing girls. There's like a little Lalafell and there's an Aura and there's a...
Did you know Philomene had retired? I was not aware.
You mean the part where she disappeared and is being hidden? There's storyline.
She's a scion.
Yeah, she's hanging out. Oh yeah. I did not find it that entrancing.
Nah.
And there is a repeatable quest, and I did it a whole bunch of times. And yeah, I guess I could see that the decorations behind the stage are changing, but I don't even remember who I voted for. Because you're supposed to vote for one of them as like the leader.
I can tell you who I didn't vote for.
Who didn't
that
you
bitch
vote
ass
for?
Lala.
Well, she was kind of a cunt.
She was a super cunt.
Kind of.
She was super cunty. Hey, everybody. I'm the best, and you'll always vote for me, and I'm so great, and my parents knew I would be great. Like, if you do the one where you, because you get to talk to them, every time you turn it in, you can ask them a different question, so you can determine who you want to vote for. Listen, you don't even have to go through her. She's like, basically, I'm a cunt, and this is, I deserve everything that's given to me, even more. Vote for me. There, I gave you the whole damn storyline for her.
And there, at actual voting time, you could either choose to vote with one of the little thingies you get or 20. I did the one, and it was whatever. And you said you did the 20. 20.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. Were there? I don't know what's different because you can't see the one compared to the 20. So I don't know. I voted for. Did you catch this? That the one in blue is what's her face's sister?
Yeah, her sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Nashu's.
It's Nashu's sister. So I voted for her, and I guess I could pull up my cutscene or whatever. But it's just basically she walks up to me. She's like, "Oh, how thankful I am that you voted for me," and da 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 da. So it really wasn't anything great. And then I was like, "Well, is that it?" And then I realized I needed to do it two more times over the 20 that I had just done so I could go buy the damn sandals and be done with it once and for all. And so I did it a total like 23 times.
I did it on three different characters, and I still don't know what – I don't remember anything about it. I just wanted the gear.
I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying Little Ladies Day is always a little like, eh.
But Little Ladies Day in the past has had kind of more of a, like, the one guy wanted to, like, reconnect with his daughter, and she wanted to spend time with her daddy, but
is that the one where we get the dolls?
With the dolls?
Yeah, that was actually
kind of like that
neat.
One. Yeah. That one was kind of, the storyline was kind of sweet, and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Feeling Mean should have, like, appeared in the distance and is like, I'm judging you from afar, or whatever. It's like, ooh, the mysterious Feeling Mean is back.
Oh.
See, I just made it spicier than.
You just made it better. You just fixed it. Well, just I'm going to edit my memories and just put that
just
in there.
Yeah, just do that one. Good cutscene.
However, I love, like, the decorations in the town. I don't think I'd ever use the furniture piece, that the doll shelf thing. Uh-huh. It doesn't fit my decor. So it was a cute little event. Sadly, I think my husband's going to miss it completely because he's still on the road. But that is neither here nor there. We also have a reminder about the Heavensward Music Contest. It ends March 23rd. Go visit the official forum page with rules. I have voted not to do this because I have no musical talent.
I have no talent whatsoever. Okay.
I can't make someone else do it because I'd have to actually, what do you call that when more than one person works on something?
Collaboration.
Collaborate. I can't even music enough to
collaborate and listen. No, I don't want to get sued.
Oh, now I have to go listen to that before it eats into my head. All right, but if you have some musical talent, go check that out, that contest, and submit something. I think a little bit more interesting to us is the feast preview. Mm-hmm. And you were noticing something about this feast preview.
Which part? That it's missing a couple of things?
That's the part.
Yeah. They made some changes to this since they originally announced it. I believe they removed the non-ranked solo and light party feast mode. So you still have the 8-on-8 that is non-ranked, but the solo and the light party you can only queue as ranked for the ratings part of it. So they have the five modes originally stated. There are only three modes coming out. A little interesting there. I don't really know why they did that other than maybe to speed up the process of getting it out, or they decided it was just unnecessary.
Yeah. I could see where if they were like splitting up into too many modes, now matching gets harder or something.
This is probably a wise move.
And this is the patch preview. 3.21 is when the feast is supposed to come out, a couple weeks after 3.2. They show some pictures of the feast. It looks a little bit more complicated than the other than the other PvP modes.
It's kind of like a wolf's den surrounded by water.
There's like multiple platforms. So, well, it'll look like team sides, right? Mm-hmm. The blue team and the red team.
And then you go to the center, the dais something, and fight each other. And
I was suck at this but I'm sure in the interests of science, I'll come test it out. But
yeah.
So, but we don't know when it's coming, because two weeks after 3.2, that's come and gone, or that's like,
you
now,
know, approximately
today.
Yeah.
Like by the time listeners listen to this, it's come and gone. So I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I don't either. The reps are kind of tight-lipped. You know, Bayonne is all over Twitter, and he's getting some questions on Twitter today about this, because this is hot scoops for us for today, because this is just now going on. But yeah, the feast is getting some sort of delay, and I think he talked to Joe Never Fails at first, because Joe's asking about, like, I think Joe's wanting to do, like, you know, PvP, man. We got to get this new stuff out. I want to get into the new feast. He's hungry. He's angry for the feast. And it's not out. So he asked him, and he said, like, you know, kind of highlighted the part, like, approximately. And
yeah, this is, like, we didn't give an actual date.
You know, and he had a little, Bayonne had a little salty response from somebody, like, don't highlight me the link, just tell me flat out if it's going to be delayed or not. But I don't think they can. They can't just, you know, say it until the powers that be put it in writing and say, here's what you can declare. So they're only human. The reps can only say what they're allowed to say, unless you don't want them to be reps anymore. And, you know, they'll let us know if it's going to delay or not. But I think they'll say something if it delays longer than this, quote unquote, about approximately 2 week period. Like if we're seeing 3 week period, I think they'll have to say something. But if this launches Thursday or Saturday or the following Tuesday, they'll probably put out we had to take a couple extra days, but it'll be out this coming Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, and he's also been in Japan. I think he's just getting back. So he might not even be in a position to give us any information. Oh yeah, he says, as of the patch, 3.21 date hasn't been announced yet. I can't tell you the exact timing until it's been made public.
Hmm.
Okay. All right.
Inquiring minds want to know, but by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be out anyway.
It'll probably be already out, so. All right, we have some new optional items are available in the Mog Station. This is all the stuff from the, you know, special Lightning Returns event that they ran two or three times.
Oh, the best Final Fantasy character since Shadow. Kill me.
So, yes, all you people who missed the Lightning event, you can now purchase it.
The 13th event they shoved at us twice.
There's a bunch of weapons, some gear. I've actually seen some halfway decent stuff made with some of this gear. But not,
I think the Bohemian coat is actually pretty cool. Yeah. It can be used for some good stuff. Is that what our buddy used to make his
Lulu used the coat, I think.
Well, what Spoonie used to make the to make his Irving outfit? Did he use this coat to make?
I don't remember.
We've got somebody in our free company, Spoonie, and he made a spot on Irving outfit. Irving from Final Fantasy VIII, and he plays as a machinist, and it looks amazing. He did a really great job.
I think he made that, because he crafts a lot. I think he crafted those pieces, but I'm not positive. It could be. So, yeah, all the weapons, all the gear. I think the hair is bundled with the outfit.
Yes.
I think I looked at it before. Also available is some of that Easter stuff, basically. Hatching Tide or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Year.
Hatching Tide will be coming around before too long.
Yeah.
Papaya.
Okay. I need to get that song, I'm assuming, and we'll just leave it on and repeat in the house.
Oh, yes.
Until we all go mad. All right. So if you have more money than you know what to do with, go buy that stuff. All right. We also released this week was Answers, the Artist Cut. This is Susan Calloway's redoing, I don't know what you call it. It's her version of the song. So it was released March 4th. So I think most of us went and downloaded it and gave it a listen.
Yeah, you picked it up, right?
I picked it
so
up, totally.
So did I. I like it. It's, you know, Susan has the most soulful voice. She's just got a beautiful voice. It's gorgeous. It's, you know, it's not... I'm a purist. Like, I really like the pure song. Like when I go back and listen to soundtracks of games, I listen to the soundtrack, the remixes and stuff. I like having them, but I always go back to the pure thing. So I'll always go back to answers from in-game, from the trailer. Answers is just Uematsu's, just one of his finest works. I love it. Susan has her take on it, very soulful, very deep. It feels like I feel it, like especially when she sings the last part, you feel it in your soul, and it takes you, and that's what I love about the remixes and things. It does take you back to the battlefield. Every time I listen to Answers, I am back on the battlefield, fighting for our life, watching Dalamud fall, Silver Tear falls. I feel it every time, and I think this is a very soulful, beautiful rendition. Susan's the best. I hope they keep her indefinitely for every expansion. I just love her voice for the expansions.
I loved hearing her sing Answers at Distant Worlds.
Oh my God.
I think our whole role was crying. So, but I think most of our role played Final Fantasy XIV.
I think they're coming. We had a Free Company friend.
You Lina. Bastards are.
Lina's guy Texas. Said it was coming down here here to Texas here pretty soon. So I've got to figure out. I think it's in June or something maybe. So I've got to get that figured out. But we'll definitely take a trip to Houston. And if I decide to do that, I'll announce it. So, you know, maybe we can take some pictures or do some stuff and add it to the blog or whatever else we want to do. So looking forward to that. I hope Susan's there and I hope Answers is sung. And I love it. She's so great.
Yeah, I see three dates. They're April, and July, and none of them are in Minnesota or Illinois. So
come to Texas.
Nowhere near me. I'll just hop down to Texas.
Get in the truck.
Get in the truck. See if Ulf can get a delivery to Texas.
There you go.
Oh my God. That's what we're kind of hoping for, Vegas, man.
Oh, yeah.
Going to Vegas.
Vegas.
Somehow I will get there, even if I have to go by myself. All right, what's on tap? We have some developers, blog, and tracker. We have the first one's Around Japan in 5 Days. This is a very picture-filled post. As we know, they just released the Heavensward soundtrack. And so to celebrate, Soken is on tour across Japan, visiting 7 different cities. So they show pictures of him making that funny-ass face against... in front of several different locations. It sounds like he actually played like some little mini concerts and looks like he was having a good time.
He's making that face in every picture.
Every picture.
It's pretty interesting. Does it have the ones here that he was taking on Twitter with his shirt off? I almost tweeted him back. Because he had one with his his coat off and then the next one had his shirt off. And I thought he was going full on Godbert mode, like he was about to take all his clothes off.
Silver shorts on.
Gold hammer in his hand. Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't know what he was going for. I don't speak the moon runes, so I don't know what he was talking about. But he apparently was having a good time there. But this looks great. All these little kiosks and stuff they've got. I know you bought the soundtrack, but you had some issues.
I don't know if they were user issues or site issues.
We'll say they're site issues because you can do nothing wrong.
And it's in the mail, apparently, but I still don't have it.
I got mine.
Yeah.
Looks good. It's on the mantle with the other 4 or 3. And looking good. Like in my mind, I pictured I'm going to bring all 4 to FanFest and get all 4 of them signed by Soken right there.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
It's good. It's a really good. There's not a hidden track on this one. There was a hidden track on all the other ones, but there's no hidden track.
But they specifically said they weren't going to do that anymore.
Ah.
I think that was in an interview somewhere. They're like, yeah, that was cool, but I'd have to find it. But I thought I read that somewhere that they're not.
Well, and I don't even know what they would use as the hidden track because they didn't really, you know, we're not going into another expansion that they could. I guess they could have pulled some 3.2 into it or something from that fake battle thing that they made before Heavensward came out. Remember when the Scions were fighting the Garleans in that battle thing? Looked like a fighting game, the Street Fighter.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't think we heard anything. But I don't think there was any new music from that like there was from the Super Titan battle, the Super Nintendo, which is amazing. Still love that.
Oh, it's so fantastic. So good. All right, there's another one. Dear Dev Diary Part 1. I don't know if this is going to be a new series or what, but Dear Dev Diary Part 1. This one's about sound design. And There's a video which I have not watched yet
because I'm scrubbed. I skimmed it before we started here, and I want to say that something similar to this is also on the Heavensward CD in the bonus stuff. But this is really just Soken and his team talking about how they came up with the music. They explain some of the Heavensward type stuff, like they use the dark themes of Heavensward to help them make the music, and the difference between some of the real tones and the stuff they make up. And so, like, when you're in the game, it even becomes hard to tell the difference what are real sounds and what are stuff that they've conjured up, and you know, just where they get their inspiration from. It's a pretty neat video, about 6 minutes long, and it does look like this is going to be a series. I don't know why I'm thinking this will be a 6-part series. Did I read that somewhere in here, or maybe I made that up because it was 6 minutes long? But anyway, they're making a series out of it, and they say, what will we have in chapter 2? Tune in to find out.
I am always interested in seeing what goes on in development and kind of, you know, what they have to do to make this game we all love and play. All right. We're not going to take shots because I have not been on the forums. So
we don't know what's being talked about out there. I think people are playing.
There's some bullshit going
on. Oh, there's always bullshit.
People tend to be not, you know, there wasn't much to complain about this.
Well, people are playing. So I don't think there's, I don't think they have time to make up bullshit posts on the forums right now. I'm sure there's
about the most minute thing.
Exactly. Wait, give this patch cycle a few more weeks and we'll see what happens.
So let's move on to happy hour, listener questions and fan mail. We have an email from
Tuan Tao.
And it says, just had a chance to listen to the podcast. Nice work. Glad to hear you are starting to see people come back to your free company. Mine seems to be getting smaller and smaller. So as a question, at what point do you think you should start looking for another free company? In group, we have managed to keep a few people from what would have been a core group. However, ambition has been very lacking of late, and sadly, I do not see it improving much. With the newer content being out, I was hoping it would boost enthusiasm since there are actually things to be doing. Any thoughts, or perhaps time to start looking for a new home? Tonto from Zalaria. That's an interesting question.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of places to go from there. Well, some of it has to come from what type of, you know, free company is it? Are you in a position of leadership? Do you have anything you would lose by leaving the free company? Are there other free companies you're looking at to go to? Do you want to make your own? You know, you could, like, if you have like Novica's Bosom, if people stopped logging in, and honestly, Ruby and I were kind of talking about this before we started recording, we're a very small free company, kind of limited membership. We've been pretty slow about inviting people even when asked, but man, it's to the point where it's like, man, I want more people to play with. Ruby and I are leaders, so we're in a position where we can be like, okay, well, let's open the floodgates. Let's start taking in, you know, people who want to join. And, you know, we're the ones who put stuff on the calendar. We're the ones who can make those kind of decisions. So, but if you're not in a position where you can do that, or if you are just not the type of person who wants to take charge and, or, you know, arrange events and that kind of thing, then yeah, it might be. If there's nothing you can do to fix this free company, it might be time to go search for another one.
I think
but it depends.
I think a small stopgap is also making sure that you're in some active link shells. So if you can pick up some active link shells, that might be a place to start to meet other people. I know we've been doing that. I changed up a lot of the link shells I had. The ones that were dormant, I dropped, and the ones that are active, I've picked up or kept. And through that, I'm trying to make more connections, not necessarily for people to recruit to a free company, but for people to play with when there's like a lull in the free company and to have some crossover. So maybe you don't have any options right now, but if you've got some link shells that are going on, make yourself available or play with some people in other link shells. And from there, make it a determination. Do I like my free company and I just want to stick with it, even if it's small, and just play with other people? Because that's my concern. Or is a free company, am I not getting the most out of this free company because I'm not a leader, I don't have access to everything, it's dying, and there's another home I could be going to? I would say go to that home if you do feel like home somewhere else and you've been playing with other people that you're not playing with in your own free company.
Yeah, and if you've got someone who, like, will not leave, Like, if you've got a friend that won't leave, I've left free companies before and been like, okay, but we're in this link shell together and we can, you know, keep connected that way. And, you know, usually eventually people will join more. I don't think anybody's really feels like, you know, you don't owe your life to a free company. So feel free to drop and join and figure out where you belong. Find your people, like I've said before. But Ruby's right. I've been running more stuff, honestly, with people from a couple different link shells than I've been running stuff with purely free company people. And I think that's fine. There's a reason we have eight link shells. Is this is where we communicate, and this is where we, you know, it's another place to find people and, you know, fill groups with. I guess it depends what you're getting out of it and what you're not getting out of your free company. And I don't know, I wouldn't say abandon one totally if there's a chance of resurrecting, unless you're truly unhappy and don't feel like, you know, it might take some work on some people's time, I guess. I don't know.
And if the server's dead, you can always try Excalibur at 3 a.m. and see what we're up to.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious. One of the smaller ones, isn't it?
I think so, but I don't want to say if I don't know, but yeah, you don't hear much from Zalera.
All right. Thank you for listening and writing in. Super.
Yeah,
cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, a reminder about our contest.
Oh my God.
We gather together / play.
We have a contest.
No, it's better than a contest. We have people who have actually entered.
Already, yes. We have people who have entered the contest.
All right, the contest is guess the combined playtime of Ruby and Yelta as of 2/28/16. So
we have a screenshot. There's proof.
We have a screenshot. We know what time it was. The two closest times win prizes any one item from the Mog Station valued at $15 USD or less. It's the Price is Right rules. You can't go over or you lose. So don't guess like 10,000 hours because you lose. You must give us the answer in the format XX days, XX hours, XX minutes. So if you do / playtime, it's that format. Mm-hmm. So go to the website, gtffxiv.com. There will be a contest thread. There is a contest thread. And you can post your guess in the comments section. Please post your in-game name, server, and a method of contact. You can email us privately with the info, but the guess has to be on the site.
Yes.
So come and guess.
Come guess our playtime. You know, we've been playing since 1.0, so don't give us some cheap shot. We've been playing a long time. A long time.
I was kind of surprised how long our combined playtime was. Yeah. When I keep hearing people talk about, oh, yeah, I played this game for 800 hours. And I'm like, 800 hours.
You mean 8 million hours.
8 million hours. All right, last call. We do have a shout out. It was kind of entertaining.
Kind of amazing.
It's kind of what kills me is it's like, Matt, I've tweeted his tweets for you.
Bayonne
anyway.
Hates me. I don't care, Bayonne. You can hate me. You can steal my glamour as much as you want. I'm the true emo healer, but at least you have some respect for tacos. Okay.
Tacos are getting some respect right now. Millie, our free company member, Millie, has been asking about tacos. He's obsessed with tacos, guys. And
this is no joke. The guy's obsessed with tacos. No, he loves tacos. It's metallic green and wrestling, but mainly tacos.
But if you can get metallic green wrestling and tacos all together in one thing, I think his head would explode just completely. So Millie I got to find it now. Do you have it?
Let me see if I can resurrect that tweet, but
you know, yeah. I put it in the notes, but I didn't put a link to the tweets.
Yeah, I'm looking up old Bayonne stuff to see if I can find Millie on here, but I think the gist of it was, you know, if you want tacos, you should go to the forum and let it be known. And he posted the link where it listed all the times he's posted about tacos on the forum, and he's like, we'll see if we can get this up to the developers.
So every time there's like one of those live letter with a producer where people put in their questions or whatever, he always puts in a taco thread. And I always go like the taco thread because, you know, 11 had tacos. Why can't we have tacos?
11 did have tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have tacos, mm-hmm. Yelta?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I just don't know.
I just don't know.
Well, keep up the good all work, right. Millie.
That's right. Fighting the taco fight.
Fighting the good taco fight.
All right. Any other last call shout outs? If you've not done a craft or a gather before, you probably don't understand Materia. So I would suggest you go to the Ariella site, ffxiv.ariyala.com. Since now we can put Materia in our Black Mage gear, she has the handy dandy little thing where you actually can like click and set the Materia. You can see what the caps are. Don't waste your Materia. Don't be like that scrub Ruby.
Oh my God. If I had only gone to this site before the Paladin had told me what to do with my gear, I would have known. But thankfully, that Paladin came and told me what I needed to do. And it's not put that shit
except
Materia.
For the site says that you can put spell speed in your ring.
Well, you can, but that doesn't mean you should, Yelta. The Paladin told me so. Don't put crap Materia in my gear that I'm not going to run Savage with.
All right, then. It's closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You can find links to all of our episodes and blog posts on our website, gtffxiv.com. While you're there, leave us a comment and enter our contest. You can find us on Twitter at gtffxiv.com. You can email us at gtffxiv@gmail.com. Please give us a rating. All right, personal plugs, Ruby.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at RubiconVale, RubiconVale.
And you can find me, Yelta, on Twitter at YeltaSumasu, YeltaSumasu. As always, thanks for listening and have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.